everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Area police have received several calls about another telephone scam that's going around. Now, these latest scammers claim they're from Ameren, Illinois, and threaten to disconnect the electric service within an hour if payment is not made right away. Well, this is not a practice or policy of Ameren, Illinois. In fact, they give customers the opportunity to make payment arrangements and would never demand a payment in this manner, that according to an Ameren spokesman. Ameren advises customers to never give out their credit or debit card, Social Security numbers, ATM, checking, or savings account numbers to anyone who requests the information in the name of the company, because they will never demand personal account or financial information for immediate payment. So if you get one of these calls, hang up. It is a scam. More news after this.
There are any number of ways to create a fitting farewell to a loved one lost. We can help you decide which one is right for your family.
We talked a lot about what kind of ceremony to have.
I think we made the right choice.
A full range of funeral services, all delivered with sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement investments, wealth management, and health savings accounts. What more could you need? Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
The North Wayne Community Unit School Board met this past week. The board approved a number of letters of intent to retire at the end of the 2018-19 school year. Those filing their letters of intent to retire are Teresa Ulm as Sisney High School Guidance Secretary, Marlis Levi at Johnsonville as a school secretary, and Diane Chapman as a bus driver. The 2018-19 school calendar was approved. Superintendent Rivas was given authority to amend the fiscal year 18 school calendar as needed due to the use of emergency days and snow days. The board approved the IASB Press Plus policy manual, updated with full web access and updates, and approval was given to set salaries for fiscal year 18 school year for non-certified staff and administrators in conjunction with the North Wayne Education Association contract agreement. A Thompsonville woman was killed Friday following a traffic crash on Illinois Route 34 in Saline County. Happened around 1:30 in the afternoon. Illinois State Police report 20-year-old Danielle Steiner was driving northbound on Illinois Route 34 just north of Weber Cemetery Road when her Ford Taurus drifted across the center line and crashed head-on into a semi. Steiner was pronounced dead at the scene. The semi driver, identified as 47-year-old Marshall W. Cisna of Nortonville, Kentucky, was not injured. Ken Clore, the chief deputy of the Saline County Sheriff's Department, reports these recent arrests. 21-year-old Jesse J. Farmer of Harrisburg has been arrested on 3 counts of endangering the life or health of a child. Now, she remains in the Saline County Detention Center. 24-year-old Willie L. Grant of Harrisburg faces 4 counts of endangering the life or health of a child. He also remains in the Saline County Detention Center. And Ryan B. Robison, 32, of Lexington, Tennessee, is arrested on a parole warrant. He also remains in the Saline County Detention Center. The Illinois Department of Public Health, along with officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Food and Drug Administration, and other state and local health departments, are investigating a recent cluster of salmonella infections. 2 cases have been identified in Illinois residents. People in Illinois reported becoming ill on or about December the 20th and the 26th, and based upon a review of produce, suppliers, and items consumed, investigators believe the most likely source of the infection is sprouts from multiple Jimmy John's locations. That's Jimmy John's restaurants. To reduce the risk to additional customers, the Illinois Department of Public Health has requested that all Jimmy John's restaurants in Illinois remove sprouts from their menus until the investigation is complete. The Illinois Department of Public Health is also reminding restaurants not to let food handlers who have diarrhea come to work. If you have developed symptoms of salmonella infection after eating food at a Jimmy John's restaurant, you need to contact your health care provider or your local health department. More news after this.
Raise.newshop has a selection of filing cabinets, bookshelves, tables, and a king-size bed, and even a desk. Raise Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs, along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. They even have a boring machine to go under driveways and sidewalks. They also have good compost dirt that is great for leveling yards or building up your garden for next year. They'll deliver it, or you can haul it as the weather allows. Raise offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. Raise has American steel carport storage buildings and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only 10% down when ordered and payment in full when installed, and these buildings are engineered certified to meet state codes. Raise Rental now has a two-bedroom house for rent. No pets allowed. Call 516-1602.
A proposed bill would give more than 90,000 students across 100 districts in rural Illinois access to high-speed internet. Democratic Senator Andy Menar of Bunker Hill, Republican Senator Sam McCann of Plainview, and Democratic Senator Jennifer Bertino-Tarrant of Shorewood are sponsoring the legislation. Menar says the measure would be a one-time expense that would bridge the digital divide that puts many rural schools at a disadvantage. Schools that lack access to high-speed internet cannot stream educational videos, use online testing, or offer remote learning. Building the fiber optics infrastructure is estimated to cost from $75,000 to $420,000 per school. The legislation would set aside more than $16 million in state funding from the upcoming budget. It could gain as much as $50 million in matching funds from the federal government. Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers will be hosting their annual bingo and silent auction this Saturday evening, the 27th, starting at 7 p.m. in the Fairfield American Legion. The fundraising event is once again being held to honor local veterans, and as such, all veterans will be granted their first set of bingo cards free to the event with proof of ID. A portion of the evening's proceeds will be donated to the Veterans Memorial Park renovations. The community is invited to come out and support not only the Mulebackers, but our local veterans in attendance and community upgrades. Several area businesses and individuals have donated items toward the silent auction. A complete listing of those items will be available on the Fairfield High School Mulebackers Facebook page. Moderators for the evening will be Sheldon Bunning and Jeff Zerlini. Admittance to the event is folks 21 and older. Area residents interested in the nursing program at Frontier Community College need to apply as soon as possible. Applications for the Fall 2018 Associate Degree in Nursing Program are being accepted through Thursday, February 15th. All applicants must attend one informational meeting held on Frontier's campus. Applicants can choose from these dates: Thursday, January 25th, Thursday, February the 8th, or Wednesday, February 14th. Applicants must also take the Test of Essential Academic Skills, or TEES, exam prior to enrolling in the nursing program. The TEES exam may be taken up to two times, and students must score at the proficient level or higher prior to the application deadline of February 15th. Frontier has scheduled dates for these tests, including today, January 22nd, from 1 to 5 p.m. in the building room 24, and that's the Richard L. Mason building. Tuesday, February 13th, also in the Richard Mason building. To reserve a seat in one of the informational meetings or for more information about the program, call Frontier's Nursing Department at 842-3711. The annual dinner meeting at the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has been set for March 12th. During the meeting, the Business of the Year and Community Service Award will be presented. If you know of a deserving individual or business making a positive impact on our community, send your nomination to the Fairfield Chamber Office no later than Friday, February the 9th. You can do that by calling the Chamber Office at 842-6116, or you can drop a letter off in the mail at the Chamber Office, 121 East Main Street in Fairfield. Crude oil prices fell a bit on Friday. Local refineries dropped their offering 75 cents per barrel. Today, they're paying $56.25 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 85-year-old West Salem resident Doug Atterbury died January 18th. He graduated from the Decatur Barber College and was a barber for many years. He also was an account representative for WVLN Radio in Olney for 7 years and had a weekly radio show featuring jazz musical stylings. He later held that same position at WFIW Radio in Fairfield for 20 years and continued sharing his love of jazz music through his weekly radio show. Doug was a member of the First Christian Church of West Salem, where he taught the adult Sunday school class for many years. Survivors include his wife, Barbara Atterbury of West Salem, 3 sons, Philip and wife Susan Atterbury of Titusville, Pennsylvania, Mark and wife Marilyn Atterbury of Kissimmee, Florida, and Scott and wife Dana Atterbury of Albion. 5 grandchildren also survived, Michelle and husband Jimmy Messina, Douglas Atterbury, Robert and wife Mickey Atterbury, Ty Atterbury, and Mia Atterbury, and 4 great-grandchildren, Griffin, Alyssa, Alexis, and Axel. Visitation for Doug Atterbury will be Wednesday from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in West Salem. Then a celebration of life ceremony will be at 11 a.m. with a private burial at a later date. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all the arrangements. Minfred Smith, 82, Mount Vernon, Illinois, formerly from Wayne City, died Friday evening at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. He'd worked in the oil fields. Survivors include sons Edward Smith of Newcastle, Wyoming, Nolan Smith of Orchardville, Tim Smith of Wayne City, Clyde Smith of Wayne City, Jeffrey Smith of Wayne City, and Gary Smith of Newcastle, Wyoming. Daughters, Sandra Shum of Wayne City, Deanna Cummings of Newcastle, Wyoming, Vicki Smith of Newcastle, Wyoming. Sisters, Rose Payne of Wayne City, and Linda Sally of Wayne City. Funeral services for Manfred Smith will be 10 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City with burial in Baltimore Cemetery at Wayne City. Visitation will be 6 to 8 Tuesday evening at Richardson's in Wayne City. 62-year-old Fairfield resident Ronald Stark died at 12:35 Friday morning at his home. He'd been a general laborer and a forklift driver at Pacific Cycle for 20 years plus. Ronald is survived by 2 daughters, Amber and husband Eddie Morton, and Crystal and husband Jimmy Atterbury, both of Fairfield, a son, Ron and wife Jennifer Watson Stark of Fairfield, 2 sisters, Ruby Dubin of Glendale Heights, Illinois, and Rita and husband Norman Dickey of Rockton, Illinois, a brother, Randall and wife Hazel Stark of Plainfield, Illinois, 5 grandchildren also survive. Services for Ronald Stark will be 10 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be tonight, 5 till 7 at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield Memorials, may be made to Johnson and Vaughn to help out with funeral expenses. 73-year-old Fairfield resident Opal E. Ann Thomas died last Thursday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She'd been a homemaker, a waitress, and worked at Roadmaster for over 15 years. Survivors include her husband William L. Thomas of Fairfield, daughters Christina Kolak of Fairfield and Tammy, and husband Jim Mizo of Amboy, Illinois, a son Steve and wife Reva Thomas of Fairfield, her favorite child Gidget the dog, grandchildren Ashley Kolak, Jeremy and wife Bobby Kolak, Dustin Thomas, Amy Keener, Jimmy Mizo, Whitney Lewis, Samantha Peach, Brandon Thomas, and Heather Waters, 13 great-grandchildren, and a number of nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Ann Thomas will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Brown Cemetery near Mount Erie. Visitation will be 5 till 7 Tuesday evening at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the family to help out with expenses and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 90-year-old Allendale resident Gloria White died at United Methodist Village, South Campus in Lawrenceville on January the 18th. There'll be a short service at the Ingram Funeral Home in Allendale Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. There will be no viewing. Respects may be paid before the services, with visitation being from 9 to 10 a.m., burial in Allendale Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Mount Carmel. The Ingram Funeral Home of Allendale is in charge of the arrangements. A funeral mass for 82-year-old Grayville resident Paul Bova will be 10 o'clock this morning at St. Polycarp Catholic Church in Carmi with burial in Adams Corner Cemetery at Allendale with military honors conducted by the Carmi American Legion and VFW Posts. Memorials may be made to the Groff Memorial Library and will be accepted at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home there in Carmi. 45-year-old former West Salem resident Sherry Lynn Pixley died January 17th at Memorial Hospital in Carbondale. She was a homemaker. Visitation will be today from 9:30 till 11 o'clock in the morning at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem, with the funeral service to begin at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Family requests those who attend dress casually. Memorials may be made to Elizabeth Hicks to help with funeral expenses. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, Click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
As one of the board-certified mammography technologists at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, I, Rhonda Grinnells, am pleased to announce that you can now schedule your 3D mammography on a Saturday. Fairfield Memorial Hospital strives to provide patients with convenient health care. Schedule your screening 3D mammogram on a Saturday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital or at Egyptian Health Department in Carmi on the first Saturday of each month. You can schedule your appointment today by calling 847-8249. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is dedicated to delivering convenient access to 3D imaging, which has been proven to be life-saving for our patients through early detection. Our 3D images are clearer because of our ability to peel back the image layer by layer to reveal any abnormalities that could be of concern. As a proud member of an organization that consistently upgrades technology and enhances services to bring the absolute best to those we serve, I look forward to serving those who choose Fairfield Memorial Hospital for all their 3D mammography needs.
Time for a Monday check of sports. Fairfield split its two games at the Carmi Invitational Tournament Saturday. The Mules lost 58-49 to Carmi and then defeated Mount Vernon, Indiana 64-57. Edwards County on Saturday dropped both of its games at Carmi, 61-53 to Harrisburg and 68-46 to Mount Carmel. You heard all four of those games on either WFIW or WOKZ. In other action at Carmi Saturday, Mount Carmel 69, Mount Vernon, Indiana 27, and Harrisburg beats Carmi 66-58. At the Midland Trail Conference Tournament over the weekend, Christ Our Rock Lutheran beats Grayville 64-50 and Woodlawn over Odin 50-41. At Benton, it was Hamilton County losing twice, once to Pickneyville 63-19 and then to Cesar Vallier 57-44. Other games at Benton over the weekend, it was Carlisle over Cesar Vallier 44-41, Benton 61, Meridian 26, Carlisle 63, Meridian 51, Pinckneyville 57, Benton 42. At West Frankfort, Heron 62, Carterville 53, and El Dorado 57, and at Jonesboro 52. Those were pool play games. In the trophy games at West Frankfort, 7th place, it was West Frankfort over Carterville 62-47. 5th place, Christopher defeats Heron 70-58. 3rd place game, Marion over Anna Jonesboro 65-51. And in the championship game, it was El Dorado over Cairo 72-56. Junior high boys basketball, Wayne City won the title at the 39th annual Sisney Middle School 7th grade tournament. The Braves beat NCOE 54-27 in the championship game Saturday. Fairfield took 3rd with a 47-40 win over Sisney. New Hope beat Jasper 37-26 in the 5th place game. Boys prep basketball tonight on the radio as Wayne City plays Woodlawn for the championship of the Midland Trail Conference Tournament. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 p.m. Our broadcast begins just prior to that on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com or Network1Sports.com. In the other games at the MTC Tournament tonight, Christ Our Rock Lutheran plays Waltonville at 5 p.m. for 5th place and Weber takes on Odin at 6:30 for 3rd place. Elsewhere at the Egyptian tournament tonight, Johnston City takes on El Verano. That's in boys action. High school girls action tonight, Fairfield hosts Carmi White County. Edwards County on the road at Bridgeport Red Hill. Wayne City is at Gallatin County. Flora is at Casey Westfield. Woodlawn goes to Goreville. El Dorado is at Johnston City. Christopher at Chester. Cesarville Waltonville at DuCoin. And Ziegler Royalton goes to Tricombe. That is a check of sports. Your forecast calling for a 90% of morning showers today, then partly cloudy with a high 60. Tonight, cloudy skies, low 35. Cloudy skies, 42 tomorrow. For Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high 42. Sunshine, 52 on Thursday, and the outlook for Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a high 52.